Two teens were shot and killed last night.
There is an ongoing criminal investigation of what he's been doing.
In the meantime, a fight over an order at a Manhattan McDonald's leads to complete chaos.
The shooting happening just about 24 hours ago. The murder victim, only 18 years old.
Tired of hearing all the bad news? So are we. That's why Lynchburg's morning show is taking time to focus on the positive.
Our weekly segment called Rising Stars highlights area young people who are inventing, creating, and achieving. Each week, you'll hear from kids who are making a difference and who will make you feel good about the future.
And this morning, we are pleased to welcome to the studio our latest rising star. She is Grace Chun, a rising senior at Heritage High School in Lynchburg. Hi, Grace.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. It's so good to see you here. Now, you and I have known each other for a long time. Our kids are friends. I mean, my kids are friends.
Our
with
kids
you.
Are friends.
No.
You're getting a little ahead of Grace.
I know. My children are friends with you at Heritage High School. And so I've known you and all the different things that you're involved in over the years, because there's so many things that you like to do. But what I've been hearing more and more about recently is the Grace Project, which is what you started at Heritage High School. So tell us more about the Grace Project.
So I started that in the beginning of my junior year when I was like, oh, I want there to be something like more that Heritage High School students can do to help our community. So they started as like meetings during lunchtime. We just met up and started talking, and my friends have been really supportive about it, and especially the like Heritage High School like staff and teachers, and especially Mr. Beatty. He's been very supportive of what we do, and basically we've done several social and environmental projects. The first like mission, we call them missions, we've done is we collected money to make gift packages for girls at the Miller home, and we were able to have enough money to make one for each girl there. And then we gathered shoes and bags for the Salvation Army. Then around Christmas time, we made holiday thank you cards for people who serve our community, like police officers, public librarians, firemen, everyone who like we really appreciate. And it was really like touching to deliver them by hand and make them by hand, and see them appreciate what we do. And then we've been doing more environmental things in the spring with making, we planted flowers around the courtyard and with the high school students, or our school students with disabilities. And I'm not sure how they're doing right now, but we've also...
Yeah, that's true. I hope they're being watered and everything over the summer, over this dry summer. Well, I want to take a step back before you talk about some more of the projects. Oh, yeah. And you just said you wanted to have more community involvement.
Yes.
And so, what prompted that? Did you think, well, here I am, I'm in high school, and I'm going along, and I'm studying, and I'm... But there's really no... Was it politics that influenced you, or something you saw going on in the world? What happened?
Over the summer, there was this... I was downtown with my friends. We were kind of lost, exploring,
right,
I guess.
Yeah.
And we happened to spot a man on a fire escape. She was sitting there, and we just... I don't know. I was with my friends, and I don't know what I was thinking. I should have, been... alarmed, having to. So we went up to him and we started talking to him, and he was a homeless man. And I believe we sat there and talked for like an hour, maybe 2 hours. I wasn't really keeping track of time, but it really kind of erased a lot of the stigmas that I've like attached to homeless people when I was growing up, or like this kind of society that we're all in, how like we believe they're just bad people,
right,
or something.
So instead of the instinct to think he's dangerous and to run away, you went over and started talking to him. Maybe, you know, you're with your friends, safety numbers, and so you're talking, and so it was just eye-opening for you.
Definitely.
And that was kind of the catalyst. You started thinking, I want to do something. So the Grace Project, you mentioned the Miller home. Brian is familiar with the Miller home. He used to live
My
there.
My mom used to, I used to live there when I was a girl.
Right.
Yes. No, my mom used to run the place.
Oh, wonderful.
So she ran it with an iron hand, so the girls would all run when they saw her coming, because she also carried a cattle prod with her at all times. I don't think they use that anymore, though.
It is a it's a home for girls who, for whatever reason, can't live at their own in their own homes, and so they're able to live here and be taken care of, and so that's a neat project. And then you have and then talk about some of the other things that you've done. You mentioned the environmental projects this spring. What do you have in the works?
Oh yeah, most recently I've been introduced to this fascinating topic about bees. Thanks to Mr. Paul Tabor, he works around Lynchburg City Schools, and he's the president of the Piedmont Beekeeping Association, I believe. Okay. And I got into contact through him. We're planning on having, if things go correctly, for a beehive at the rooftop of our school, if we collect enough funds. And I know people are like kind of off-put by that idea of bees flying around, but it's really, unless you go and like disturb them, like
that sounds like that would have been at the old Heritage High School, the swarming bees. But
the only thing it didn't have,
right,
really.
Right. But what purpose would the bees serve?
Yeah. So, well, mainly for I guess like for the biology aspect of it'll serve an educational purpose, for people to be more aware of what bees do, because they're a fascinating species, and they're going to be honeybees, but so we'll have them pollinate flowers, and that's really an important thing for bees. They're like very endangered at the moment.
The colony collapse disorder, yes. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all these mites and fungi that they're combating, and at least it's one thing we can do. It's not like we could save all the bees. It's we're just trying to kind of make an impact, and like kind of make a ripple effect, and like encourage everyone to support.
So if you had bees on the top of Heritage High School, would it involve people actually putting on the beekeeper costume and going in there? And
what Paul intends to do is Paul Tabor, he he's going to teach me all the beekeeping skills,
right.
And eventually have me maintain the hive, but we're not intending to like harvest honey anytime soon.
Okay.
That's going to be very like sticky and complicated.
You just set a bear loose on the roof. The bear would take care of it.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a good idea. So I'm kind of trying to get more into like the informative aspect of keeping a hive. I've gotten books from everywhere. People have gave me their beekeeping books and things. And
just trying to read up on it and find out more about it. And so you'll be a senior at Heritage, so this is something you'd like to come about in the next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that. Now, the Grace Project is not just one project. It is a series of projects.
Yes.
It's an ongoing project of things that you're doing to help the community. Have a lot of more kids gotten involved as they hear about this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like a couple of my friends who weren't initially involved in it are coming up to me like, hey, I want to help out. What can I do? Can I volunteer for you guys or help you guys like plant flowers or things like that? And it's been really encouraging and eye-opening to see that people want this kind of thing to happen to make a difference.
You have a crowdfunding.
Yes, it's on GoFundMe.com for the bee hive. It's gonna take a lot of money, and it's GoFundMe.com/BeeFund. So hopefully, you guys can support me in that.
BeeFund, and then if people want to find out more information about the Grace Project,
we have a Facebook page at the Grace Project HHS for Heritage High School.
The Grace Project HHS. Now, you just got back from Yale University.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
So it's been about 2 weeks since I've been back, and I was in their program of sustainable development and social entrepreneurship, and I learned a lot about like environmental aspects, and it was a very interdisciplinary course of taking lectures and seminars and meeting people around the world, and it's been really enlightening to see and to be in that kind of environment.
What do you want to do in the future?
Oh, well, I think I want to do a lot of things, but one thing I definitely want to do is beekeeping.
Yeah, you want to be a beekeeper. That is so, you are the first rising star that we've had who has said you want to be a beekeeper. I think that's...
I'm the first guest we've ever had who said I want to be a beekeeper, not just rising stars. She's at the top of the list.
Where are you thinking? You have one more year in high school. Were you thinking about college, Yale?
Oh, yeah. I've loved that environment. I love New Haven, even though I've only been to like a small portion of it, but I really want to even help out in that kind of community where there's like divisive neighborhoods where I want to kind of introduce like more of a community sense mm-hmm. rather than, because New Raven gets a bad rap, the city itself.
Mm-hmm. So, and so the Grace Project is something that you can keep going, even when you're out of high school, you carry it to college, carry it into after you're out mm-hmm. of college, just keep it going.
Mm-hmm. I see myself doing that, yes.
We're speaking with Grace Chun, our rising star, and some of your other interests. I know you are a musician.
Mm-hmm. I play violin and bells with you yeah. and your sons.
And viola. Do you
yeah,
still play? That's right. Not, she used to. She's
yeah,
just. She's multi-talented.
I auditioned for a regional orchestra.
So this girl, I have to tell. I'll tell you.
She's the one who plays the viola.
I do. I'll brag on her though. She plays the violin, but then she decided for fun she was going to switch and play the viola and audition for the regional orchestra, and she got first chair. And you get first chair, so that's how good she is. And then she plays the violin in the Lynchburg Symphony Youth Orchestra. Mm-hmm. You speak German, I know that. Yeah. What other things are you? Oh, you run cross country.
Oh yeah. I've been running since sixth grade, so it's been a while.
She gets
You're
like
not building an atomic reactor in your backyard or anything, are you?
That's a secret.
She gets like 2 hours of sleep. I think she lives on about 2 hours of sleep. So, well, Grace, congratulations on the Grace Project, and I know you have the beehive. That's what you want to have. It would be a beehive.
Yeah, an observatory beehive.
An observatory beehive that would be on the roof of Heritage High School. That is so cool. But are there any other things in the works for the Grace Project? I guess you'll be identifying maybe some more projects this year.
Yeah, we're trying to brainstorm our things we can do over the summer. One thing we have in mind is to like write letters for those in the army and those who serve us mm-hmm. to give them a little thanks because they don't, we want to focus on
appreciation.
Yeah, showing appreciation for people who really get overlooked or don't have many chances to be like given things.
Well, Grace, congratulations on a job well done. And again, your Facebook page is the Grace Project HHS for Heritage High School, and you have the GoFundMe what's it called again?
Bee Fund.
Mm-hmm. So for to I just think I can't wait to watch that project come about, the observatory, the beehive at Heritage High School. And we wish you all the best. We'll keep
so
following
much.
Your progress, and we can't wait to hear about all the great things in your future. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Grace.
For having me.